experience the presence of the Lord and keep living the same way you're living. Now, I'm not saying you might not have a stronghold in your life or areas that can make you stumble, but your life will be different. That's what the presence of the Lord does. And I want you to think about that. It says that he has fulfilled his promises to my father David, and he's fulfilled his promises to me. Hasn't he fulfilled promises to you? Now, maybe you've not seen every single promise fulfilled yet, but I want you to think about it. He's thanking him for fulfilling promises. He's giving testimony. I remember when you did this. I remember you fulfilled this with my father David. He had in his heart to do the right thing. And you put me on the throne. I'm remembering that. I want you to think for a minute at the promises he's fulfilled in your life. It's easy to forget that, isn't it? And to take them for granted. The presence of the Lord goes with you. So when you're hitting those bumps in the road, right? Don't be like Uzzah the strong man and I'm going to handle it myself. Remember, Lord, you are holy, but you are good. You're good, but you're holy. And I want to do things your way, Lord. I know I just need to stay with you. I need to walk with you. I need to thank you. I need to remember you fulfilled promises. So I want you to think for a minute, okay? I don't even know. Gary, come on up here for a second. Okay, no pressure here, but I'm going to make you come up anyway. I'll get you stood up. Now you're...
No spears.
You know, as we were going through this passage, you know, this morning, as Gary and I were talking, he said, yeah, I really feel like we're supposed to be... I'm paraphrasing this, but we're really supposed to be thanking the Lord. We're supposed to be thinking about the Lord. We're supposed to be thanking the Lord. We're supposed to be sharing what he's done. Listen, I know some of you are wrapped up in some heavy stuff right now that's very discouraging. Maybe it's grinding your heart down. But let's not forget all the promises that God has fulfilled in your life. Let's not forget to thank him for what he has done in your life and maybe is doing. And let's praise him for that. Let's give testimony to that. Let's hear that. God bless you. God bless you again. And he has blessed you. And he's blessed you. You know, either side, your right hand and your left hand, you're a blessed man. I mean, look what you have in your arms. You're a blessed woman. Look who you have in your heart. You're blessed. And Gary's like, I really think, and I said, Gary, you know what? I said, listen, if God's put something on your heart, why don't you just come? And it seems to fit right in with what we're teaching tonight. I said, if you have something you feel like it's from the Lord, then there's zero pressure, but if you feel led, show up. He's like, okay, so I see him sitting there, so I hope you still feel led. If not, you enjoy some good food, and we'll just continue on with the teaching, but is there something that...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, can I grab a microphone? Yeah, Matt, would you mind bringing that up? I don't even know what you're going to say, but I trust you.
He's not going for the spear, is he?
No, I was just going to go for my prescription.
Prescription Dr. Pepper. No, actually, it's been on my heart for a while that the Lord was about to move us into, a new phase, maybe is overstating it. And if, I mean, he's blessed us so much over the last 3-4 years. I mean, it's just amazing. And so I've been asking, well, what's next? I was thinking the course from a couple of years ago, Blackaby. What was his name? Experiencing God. And that, you know, that we want to go where God is, right? It's, I don't want to, you know, better that I jump on God's bandwagon than ask him to jump on mine. All right, that makes more sense. Okay. And that, so I've been asking him. And then we had this experience that Darren, you know, Pastor mentioned a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that this fellow's name was Isaac said was that the character was looking away, facing a wall. And when the presence of God came, the character was then started relating to the Lord again. And it was funny because when Darren came back in with Isaac, because yeah, I had the key in my hand, Anthony by my side, the lights were off in here, and then I checked out mentally, I admitted. And then Darren said, I think you're supposed to hear this too. And so I think part of that message was for me. I've been pursuing that, and last Sunday, the Lord took me to Revelation 12. And if you'll join me back there. Is a little further down the passage, but let's begin with verse 7, Revelation 12, beginning with 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he, the devil, was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accusers of our brothers, who accuses them before our God night and day, has been hurled down. This is the part that the Lord brought to me Sunday morning. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. And I think what the Lord's, you know, and so Monday I was praying, okay, Lord, what does this mean? What are you trying to tell us here? And I think what the Lord would have us do, I think we do a fair job. Pastor Darren does an excellent job of preaching the blood of Christ, right? I think he just talked about it, right? The power of the crucifixion, the power of the resurrection, the power of Jesus, and that. We do that often. The testimony, I think he would have us celebrate the testimony. My question to you all, you know, why do you think God would have us celebrate testimonies?
Because it increases our faith.
That's right, it increases faith. And that, what else?
It shows how God's working in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anthony?
Hope. When you give a testimony, you give somebody else hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your testimony gives me hope when I'm challenged. Pat?
It tells us more about who God is by what he's and how he's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tells
character
us,
and nature.
Exactly. Yeah, we see who, you know, we learn more about who he is by how he acts in past life, how he acts in my life, and anything else. And, you know, I think it's sharing, and what I believe that the Lord would have us do is part of our DNA here at Home Fellowship is on a regular basis, and I don't know if it's every meeting we have or however he wants us to do it, but share our testimony. Share our testimonies. And so tonight I'm asking, you know, and I know it's hard to be the first one, you know, but who has a testimony that they could share of God, you know, what God's done in their lives that they want to celebrate, have people know? And again, I know it's hard to be the first one. But don't let me sit up here stupidly.
I was going to say, Gary, I'm not going to share right now, but, you know, we have a story every day, right? I mean, we're all here, you know, and there are little ways that we can recognize God working in our lives. We don't have to get up here and tell everybody how we came to Jesus, although we can do that. Certainly, that's part of our testimony. But our testimony is, you know, having close time with family, you know, getting hurt. Just, and I guess I will just share one little thing that we all got to come together in the van. We got here early, which was a huge testimony for us. And how God brought us here. But, you know, little things like that. I would encourage that kind of mindset because that's part of not taking him for granted, like Pastor was saying a little while ago, right? Is to remember the little things and how he's just constantly there for us. Yes.
Who else? Anthony?
Sure. It just, my marriage, you know, I brought a lot of baggage in. Into my marriage, or previous marriage, with Natalie, and Yeah, we both had our faults, like most marriages do. And about 8 years in, I called it quits. But it was something better out there for me, a better person, better life, better this, just, you know, a better opportunity. You know, no cliche, but, you know, being greener, you know, so other nerd or whatever it's called, you know, but God really showed me. I was going through some dark times. I made some mistakes in my marriage and things like that. And Natalie was still there to forgive me and still want me as her husband to take me in. Even after the separation, you know, God showed me how, brought me back. You know, that was one kind of hump. Later on, there was some things going on in our lives, you know, about lost marriage again, you know, many, many years later. But I always said, I used to hear people like, oh, you know, I married my best friend. Well, like, I always said, well, no, like, you know, we're, you know, off the rebounds or whatever, I could never say that at a point, you know. It's been 21 years for us now, you know, and I can truly say that I'm married to my best friend. God, if it wasn't for God, we never would have got through the demons and the dark times in our marriage. Even when I was totally thought I was done with marriage, you know, he kept me in line to know enough that we patiently wait. You know, he had to come back, Natalie. You know, he softened Natalie's heart to forgive me on things, or pride and things like that, to get in the way that, you know, everything be, you know, vengeful and get back at you. There's a lot of hatred, a lot of things that could have taken place during the course of the problem we went through. You know, but God kept our hearts soft enough, and people amongst the church here, you know, I give it all to God as far as holding us together. And I can say, you know, I'm married to my best friend now. The way that God has brought us together, you know, through it all. You know, I'm just going to keep it somewhat short, elaborating on some things. But, you know, I can't ever express enough how thankful God has been in my life, in my marriage, because so many different things could have went the wrong way, and I know the type of patterns in my life that where I would have been without my wife by my side. The things that I thought, oh, she's nagging, she's this, she's that. You know what? I've learned to deal with that. This is how God was communicating through her into my life through different things. You know, we're the exact same birthday, so, you know, we're either bashing heads or we're, you know, getting along great, but we're each other's, you know, helper. You know, the job that we're doing, you know, I've been doing this for almost 10 years. I hated it. You know, the cleaning job that we're doing. And she's been my strength, saying, you know, God's trying to humble you in this job. You know, God's trying to show you this. You know, you got to change the attitude. You're working for God. And all the little teachings she would tell me to have a better attitude in the job that we're doing together, you know, now.
My attitude's too.
Yes.
You know what? Maybe that's true, but maybe he's there now.
Well, that's what's going on now. There's a lot of stresses that are hitting, you know, her, and she's got some physical situations going on now. Well, the job has taken its toll, and God's opened up the door for us to hopefully start moving out, but I've been trying to be her help now when she's been weak. She's been so strong for me all these years. It's reverses the roles of each other in our marriage. You know, and you know, it just the partnership, I guess you say. I mean, I don't know how to explain it all, but just God has done so much in our marriage to grow us together and with God as a family. You know that I never express it or thank enough. You know, but it's been taken up for granted for so many years, thinking my wife would be thinking that, you know, things are going to happen. You know, and within my own flesh, there's no way we would have still been married if it wasn't for God and His presence intervening in us. You know, and working through others like yourselves, and us to grow.
You know what? And honestly, that bro, yeah, that's.
I mean, we 5 foot stronger in my marriage now than in the day one. You know, and we went through a testimony. We got testimonies up to, you know. But I'm glad that the best testimony I could have is we say we overcome in the last 21 years and where we're at now to look forward to many more now. You know, I just feel we're stronger in the Lord than each other and as a couple than we've ever been. You know, we pray together. We're just clicking on the same page more now than we ever have. You know,
I love it. I'm going to give a round of applause, but it's for the Lord. Praise the Lord. watching you guys in the last couple of years and holding on to the Lord and watching his faithfulness and watching you guys grow and mature and persevere through the trials. And man, you've come out stronger, closer, both of you, more godly. I'm not saying you guys know there's always, but it's noticeable. And that is an amazing testimony. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And I'm sure that that's encouraged someone else in here.
Well, the other couples, I mean, I don't really, there's nothing that another couple can say, in my opinion, okay, that God cannot still save your marriage and work through it. Nothing. Because either we've been through it or close different things. I mean, like, whatever you can think of, God can answer that and still heal the hurts and still get you through it.
Amen.
You know?
Good testimony. Amen. Good. Who else? That was awesome. Great.
A lot of my more recent year testimony, I just see God working through what the world would consider as setbacks, working, you know, through those things and beyond those things. I have a post-traumatic stress disorder. Many of you already know that, but I used to live in New York, and before I even knew what was going on with me, God was already orchestrating a move for me to Florida, which has a VA hospital with the best program for PTSD. So he brought me to the right place at the right time for the best treatment available. After that, I became homeless. And again, that looks like a setback, and it felt like a setback. But what it did was allow me to be part of programs that God would use to bless me and my future. A year and a half later, I went to purchase a house in Sarasota. And there were some shady things going on, so I backed out of it. But all of that had to happen for the house that God wanted me to be in to be on the market yet. It wasn't available when I was first looking and needing it. And that was right next door to where this church was birthed. And that allowed me to go to church. At that time, I wasn't comfortable going anywhere yet, but all I had to do was walk next door. And even on the worst day ever, I still could walk next door to go to church. And then more recently, I was telling somebody at the VA hospital about how, you know, the church was started next door, and then, you know, however many years later, you know, we're in a building, and, you know, we've outgrown the building, and just, you know, on and on. And that was encouraging to them because they're just starting a church, and they said that's amazing to see how quickly, you know, God has moved from, you know, one location to another, and just, he keeps bringing people here.
Else. You know what? And that is true. I still remember you saying one time, and I felt like, you know, maybe you did. You know, like when you first started coming, you were like, I wouldn't have gone anywhere else. I wasn't good with, but, you know, it's just next door, and I can take this one step. And it's almost like God designed it, like just, even just to rescue you. That's how God is. And now, you know, I look at all the things that you're doing and you've done over the years. And listen, whatever the enemy's saying, I'm just telling you, you have been an incredible blessing to us in many ways. Probably more than you realize.
But it's all
it's
of
the
that,
Lord.
Yes. And all of those seemingly setbacks, you know, had to happen in order to get here, you know, in order to get to each of those points.
They overcame by the
yes.
blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. Yes. Oh, Susan.
First, I want to say a scripture that. Now, I need a new voice. Okay, so this scripture means a whole lot to me. No good thing, which I just thought of it when Jen was sharing, no good thing will he withhold for those who walk uprightly. Psalms 84:11. I love that verse. And there's been a lot of things going on in our family. You know, a lot of directions and still going on. But, you know, including me losing my nice job I was so proud of a few months ago and being unemployed has been humbling. But I can see the Lord every day. It has really been wonderful that my husband has been fine with me not having a job. We've grown closer. I've had time with neighbors, time with family, time with my other daughter, Wayward, time with the Lord to just study the Word, to pray, to have the time to be still in His presence and to be in His Word, and to just every day, just it's like an adventure. You get up and you don't know, you think you might go grocery shopping, but then somebody comes to your door or you get a call and they just want you to come over and pray with them and read the Bible. And I'm like, if I was working, I would never have had all these amazing blessings. And to be able to see my other daughter even show an interest in spiritual things is like an absolute miracle. And it encourages me. And so I'm thankful that I lost my job, because if I had been there, I would have none of these blessings. And it takes your focus off of money when you don't have it coming in. But He's faithful. And we've made it. And He just keeps blessing in ways that are so much better than any material thing you could get. It's exciting. And just, I'm thankful. I'm just, in the midst of all the yuck, I'm just so thankful. And He's showing me to be thankful, because yes, I'm not a very thankful person. So He put thankfulness on my heart, and every day I'm journaling every day what I'm thankful for, and I never would have held still long enough to do that before. And when you look back, you have a lot to be thankful for. So I just want to praise His name.
And you know what? I'm thinking about that too, that humbling that He did. You know, it was humbling for you. You know what I mean? And it maybe still is. But you know what? God is using it. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my marriage. Thank you for what you're doing in my heart. Thank you for what you're doing in people around me. Thank you, Lord. You're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. I love that.
All His promises are yes and amen to those of us in Christ. So when He's ready for me to work, I'll work.
That's right.
If not, I'm having fun.
I would like to share.
Oh, yeah, go. Oh, you do too. We want to hear you.
Me and Heather, I don't know if everybody knows, but we can't have kids biologically. And we're blessed over 6 years ago with them.
Yes. Amen to that. Yeah, Grayson.
We went to math classes and everything to try to adopt a child. And we kept going. We did everything that we were supposed to do. Then finally, like 10 months later, I said, I give up. God doesn't want us to have a child. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore, because we keep trying to do everything to do it, and it's just not working. And then told her that morning that I'm done with it. We're not adopting a child. I'm over it. So then we left. I went to work. And at the time, I didn't make enough money for Heather to quit working and me to be able to be the sole provider of the family. And I go to work, and my boss comes over and says, there's a couple things I need to talk to you about today. I said, all right, no problem. And he said, one of them, I need to talk to you on Monday. And I said, okay. So that same day, that was a Friday, I had a friend call me and say, hey, I have a little boy who needs to be adopted. And it was crazy.
My hands are feeling wet.
I called another daughter that a friend of mine was going to bring this little boy up to the bakery and wanted to know if she wanted to come and see. And of course, we only had one vehicle at the time. And luckily, she had the vehicle, and she took me to work that day. So she comes, yeah, I'll come and I'll be there. She takes off, leaves the house, comes, and all she could see the whole way there is a rainbow. And she gets there. Old Grayson, he was 6 weeks old at the time. And then we didn't know if it was going to be a for sure thing. And then Sunday morning, Heather was nagging me about going to KBRS about getting stuff for the house and stuff. And I said, no, I don't want to go because we're going to go waste money for nothing. Why do we want to go buy these things and we don't know anything? So we go KBRS, I finally gave in. We go to KBRS and we buy all this stuff. Then Heather, when we got home, Heather says, I want to go over to my mom's house and show her the things we bought. And I wasn't too fond of it, but we went over anyway. But Susie wasn't there, but Heather's sister was there. So we went in, showed her sister and stuff, and then I get a phone call. And they said, hey, are you really sure that you want to adopt Grayson? And I said, yes. And he said, well, it's either you're coming to get him tonight or... I'm babysitting. He said, then I'm not babysitting. So I said, we'll be there. So we went and got Grayson that night, and then Monday we had to call the attorney and get everything, all the legal stuff dealt with. And then when I did go to work that Monday, my boss said, that, just wanted to let you know the thing we were talking about is I need to give you a raise. And when that raise came, it was just enough to make it where Heather could quit working. And I can be the sole provider. So it just, everything worked out perfect.
Yes, we're giving the Lord a hand on that one. That's awesome.
We were going through the math classes they had, like, you answer all these questions. Would you adopt a child with special needs? Would you adopt a child that is a boy or a girl or whatever? And we said no to almost everything on there. And the biggest thing we said we didn't want to deal with health problems or any special needs. And we didn't think that we were equipped to do that. And I know a lot of people know about Grayson. He has a lot of problems. He has sensory problems. And if we would have known that from the get-go, we would have said no. But now it's just a blessing that I would never turn away from him.
Amen. And you know what? Just to encourage you, I know I told you this privately, but, and you guys... He's an awesome kid. You know, we were just out there talking out there. We're all having,
Grayson.
And again, I was like, you know, Grayson, can you get me a napkin? It's like, yeah, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Aww.
Where is it? I said, I think it's on the table in there. It's like, okay, I'll get it for you. And he got me a little napkin out there. Just such a sweet, tender heart. What an amazing kid. What an amazing God that we serve. Isn't that true? He is the God who provides. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, it's already like after 8, so what we're going to do, I know that went extremely quickly, so what we're going to do is there anybody else that wants to share tonight?
I was just going to say one thing.
Yeah, okay, please. Take as much time. It's all a big deal.
No, it wasn't.
Please, it's about the Lord.
It's not.
Stay as long as we need.
So much of a testimony, but like Anthony was saying, it's coming time. This cleaning is wearing on us, and so of course I've been battling and struggling. What do I do? We want to decrease to just 3 days a week, and some of my biggest fears, like one thing I would just say, I don't want to end up homeless. But you know what? Hearing everybody's testimonies, it's like Jen said. Well, you know what? If I do end up homeless, what it's because God has a different plan. I mean, it's just a bump in the road, but
yes.
There's a reason.
Yes.
You know, Susie losing her job. Well, you know what? God's providing.
Yes.
You know, so it's just like hearing the testimonies. You know, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Barry.
What, Barry?
Barry.
Barry Sharon. You know, I've said this too. You know, sometimes my biggest fear is I don't like disappointing. So to tell people... can't clean anymore. That just kills me. But I was just telling my mom, I feel that I need to back away and then God will, for Anthony's business to take off. You know, I can't hold on to this and these finances and say, okay, I'm not going to leave this comfort until you do this. No, I have to step out in faith and let that grow. And just like, you know, when they stepped out in faith and they said, we're going to do it. We don't know how, but we're going to do it. Then he got the raise. So every testimony tonight just spoke to my heart about what I'm going through in decreasing the cleaning and
stained by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God, the word of the testimony. Good. Good. Heidi, go ahead. It's all right. We've got time. No, we're giving you the mic here.
Julie, now get the mic.
Okay. This is just a quick little thing. The Lord has, you know, blessed in so many ways over and over again in our lives. But I remember one time I was out in Arizona and I was driving north on a four-lane highway. And the next thing I knew, I was looking out the windshield and I thought, what are all those cars doing coming towards me? And I was really puzzled as I sat there looking at them, and they all worked their way around me. But without being aware of it, I'd had a seizure, and I'd moved from the right-hand lane.
Oh my goodness.
On the northbound, across, over the meridian, and I was in the southbound lane, and nothing happened. And God, I mean, the car was a little bumped up. You can ask Joel about that, but never once did I get any car. And Lord protected my life, and I just want to thank him.
Isn't that amazing, though, that even though the vehicle, the vessel, was really bumped and bruised and battered, that God protected what was inside?
And you protected me from hitting and killing anybody else.
That's true.
Very thankful.
That's
for that, too.
Yes, he's super faithful.
Because I'm sure somebody, anybody who saw this happening thought there's a drunk
there's
driver.
Right. Yeah, something. Protected you then. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's the God we serve. That's the presence we want in our hearts and lives. That's why I'm here. That's why many of you are here too.
So when you ask people to speak, you know, never hold back. You know, if you got something to say, if God puts it on your heart, speak it, because each and every one of every speak of it, it's spoken to somebody else.
Amen. Oh, we'll do this again as the Lord leads. Is there anything else?
Can I close you, Kurt?
Yeah, absolutely, here. Well, we're going to give you the microphone then. Thank you guys for sharing. Can I add just really quickly, thank you for sharing your testimonies, and thank you for being patient with us, but wasn't it worth it, guys?
Amen.
What a great night. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you give all of us testimonies, Lord. Spots where you've intervened in our lives, Lord. Spots where you changed our direction, brought us closer to you. Father, I ask that you'd help us to continue to celebrate these testimonies, Lord. Let them be an encouragement one to the other, Lord. I thank you for answering my prayer. And I thank you for the plans that you have for Home Fellowship Church and everyone here, Lord. Let us truly recognize and celebrate the power of the blood and share the witness that we have through the testimony. We thank you for your presence in our life, Lord. Let there be more Jesus in each of our lives, Lord. Let there be more and more of you, Lord. I thank you in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Amen.
All right, God bless you guys. Have a great night.